I have different things to tell you.
Nii palju erinevaid asju, mida rääkida teile.
While I was in Berlin,
kui ma olin Berliinis,
the Lord spoke to me about
rääkis mulle
this region here, Lasnamäe.
Sellest Lasnamäe alast.
And the word that I release this morning,
ja see sõna, mida ma edasi annan täna hommikul,
is a strategy for you.
On strateegia teie jaoks.
And if you receive this word and you feel a testimony,
ja kui sa võtad selle sõna vastu ja sinus on tunnistus,
in your inner man, it is important for the leaders in that territory,
ja on oluline selle territooriumi juhtidel,
how to transfer it and how to equip the saints with it.
Kuidas edasi anda ja varustada pühasid.
I really feel since some month or
tunnen juba mõni
time
kuu.
Frame it's going, period of time, that the church has shifted to a new level.
Et kogudus on nagu läinud ühele uuele tasandile.
And somehow we feel a little bit
ja me tunneme
confused.
Tasandis ennast segaduses.
Because the way that we worked in the church,
sest see viis, kuidas me olime koguduses,
is not anymore this effective like it should.
Enam ei toimi nii nagu peaks.
This is because
ja see on sellepärast,
God went to a higher level.
Et Jumal on läinud kõrgemale tasandile.
And we as his bride have to be in the will of the Father.
Ja meie tema pruudina peame olema isa tahtes.
For every one of you who feel not comfortable this time.
Ja iga üks teist, kes tunneb sellel hooajal ebamugavalt ennast.
I'm not speaking about natural problems.
Ja ma ei räägi praegu isegi loomulikest probleemidest.
I'm speaking about spiritual problems.
Vaid vaimsetest, vaimsest
like
ebamugavusest.
You feel not comfortable with your gift
nagu,
and the calling, everything.
Kutsumised ja mis sul on Jumalalt, et kuidagi asi nagu
it
ei
feels like it's confronting you as a person.
Et see nagu konfronteerib sind kui isik.
It's like the calling, the gift, everything that
see
God has given
see
you
and, mis sul on antud,
is all of a sudden a challenging power.
Et see nagu kutsub välja väge.
It works from the outside
see nagu tuleb väljast
and tries to
ja püüa,
or not tries. It,
mitte isegi ei püüa, vaid
you feel it in your soul. Your flesh is somehow can describe that.
See on raske kirjeldada.
Is not feeling comfortable.
Ühesõnaga, sa ei tunne ennast mugavalt.
And Jesus was a wonderful blueprint for us.
Jeesus on imeline eeskuju näide meile.
I mean, we are all called the body of Christ.
Me kõik oleme kutsutud Kristuse ihuks.
So it means that every one of us together represents the movement of Jesus on earth.
Jeesuse liikumist maa peal.
Why? Because
miks?
God has called us to look on those things that are in the heavens where Jesus is.
Jumal on kutsunud meid vaatama nende asjade peale, mis on üleval, kus Jeesus on.
Seated at the right hand of God.
Istumas isa paremal käel.
The right hand of God is the power that releases from the supernatural realm,
mis on vabastatud üle loomulikus
into
sfääri,
the natural,
ja sealt sfäärist loomulikus
that stirs up our spirits,
mis õhutab üles meie vaimusid,
giving us a feeling, an inner feeling,
annab meile sellise sisemise,
sometimes it's
vahel on see nagu
it's a confirmation and you feel excited.
Kinnitus ja sa ise oled vaimustunud
sellest. But there are also times where God
aga on ka aegu, kus
releasing supernatural movement where you feel
Jumal,
not anymore this exciting, you feel challenged.
Jumal vabastab selle ja siis sa tunned, et see on nagu väljakutse, et sa nagu ei küüni selleni.
Let me say, it is not connected to leaving one place, going to the next in the natural.
Ja see ei ole loomulikus vääris ühest kohast teise liikumine.
It is connected
see on
to your spirit realm and authority. And from yesterday to today, the Lord
eilsest
gave me a dream.
Tänaseni, isa on tandis mulle ühe nägemuse.
And it was a really
unenäo.
Challenging dream.
Ja see oli üks väga väljakutsuv unenägu.
You know, in the dream, you can, or in dreams, you can, in your spirit, is on your spirit understands.
Vaim sul mõistab.
But your soul is somehow with the understanding and how you respond to things, everything connected to that, your emotions.
Sinu emotsioonid võivad nagu
if God is going to a next level, it happens that your emotions
sinu emotsioonid
feel really in a wave,
wavy structure.
This is the soul.
See on hing, the, kes soul saab raputatud.
The soul is not evil.
Ja see ei ole kuri.
But what God wants is that our
see,
soul is linking
tahab,
into his will for the,
et Jumal tahab, et
for,
ka
the spirit realm.
Liiguks sellesse Jumala tahte täiusesse vaimusfääris.
That all the revelation that, and plans that God has released.
Kõik see ilmutus ja plaanid, mis Jumal on vabastanud.
For the now time.
Selleks ajaks praegu.
Is not abused by our soul, by the emotion like we felt before.
Meie emotsioonide poolt nagu noh halvaks pandud või väärastunud.
And it is our soul that can hinder us to enter into a greater glory.
Meie hing on see, mis võib meid takistada, et me ei saa siseneda sinna suuremasse
ausvääri. Paul is really clear. He mentions the spotted spirit or the spotted soul.
Paulus rääkis hingest ja vaimust, et see on nagu erinev.
We have to renew, we have to cleanse our conscience.
Me peame meelt uuendama.
That everything works in harmony, pure with the will of God.
Et kõik osad meist toimiksid harmoonias Jumala tahtega.
Let me tell you, the greatest enemy is not a person or
suurim vaenlane ei ole mitte inimene
from the outside.
Või mingi välismõju.
The greatest enemy I
suurim
feel
vaenlane, mida mina
and
tunnen,
I believe it is the greatest is your inner
on
man
sinu enda
that tries
sisemus,
to hold on to old things and procedures
püüab nagu
how
kinni
we did
hoida
things.
Vanadest asjadest, kuidas sa oled tavatsend asju teha.
Let me say Issachar, we
Issachar.
Are the month of Issachar to discern
kuus.
The times and seasons.
Issachar eristas aegu ja hooaegu.
It was said that he was a donkey laying down between two saddlebags.
Eesliga, kes on maha heitnud ja tal on nagu kaks seda kotti kahel
pool. It means that he had a kingdom wealth.
Tal on kuningriigi rikkus.
But he was in danger to feel comfortable in that realm.
Aga
to
ta oli
stay
ohus
there.
Jäädagi sinna, et ta on tundenas seal mugavalt ja et tore olla ja ma jäängi siia.
So how can God shift an Issachar man?
Kuidas siis Jumal Issachari liigutas?
Really easy. He is changing the resources. He is bringing provision to a higher level. Seems for Issachar to feel that something is gone of him.
Ta viis nagu siis need selle varustuse kõrgemale tasandile ja siis Issachar tundis, et ta on nagu välja kutsutud selle poolt.
Issachar feels not any more comfortable.
Ta ei tunne enam mugavalt.
Because on the left and the right is disbalanced.
Sest et tasakaalust on asi väljas äkitselt.
This a similar thing happened to Elijah.
Sama juhtus ka Eeliaga.
You know, God has called us for different times. What you did for 5 years ago is not anymore the same that you do
Jumal
now.
Jumal liigub edasi ja tal on erinevad asjad erinevateks aegadeks ja see, mis 5 aastat tagasi oli, ei pruugi enam täna nii olla.
So as God was called, or as God called Elijah,
ja kui Jumal kutsus Eelia,
Elijah was called to the brook Kerith,
ta kutsuti seal selle jõe ääres,
which means separation.
Mis on eraldatus.
He separated things in his inner man.
Tema sees sai asjad eraldatud.
He said in my words what I can read out of this is that God said Elijah I will train you how to rule over your soul.
Ja minu sõnadega on see nii et Jumal ütles et Eelia ma õpetan sind valitsema oma hinge üle.
How you will trust me in the supernatural support that I will share to you. These are not eagles that will come to you. These will be ravens.
Et sina ootad kotkaid, kes siin tulevad toitma, aga tulevad hoopis kaarnad, et asjad on hoopis teistmoodi.
And I will not give you a river, I will give you a brook.
Et ma ei annagi sulle jõge, vaid annan oja.
I will start with the simple things.
Alustan lihtsatest väikestest asjadest.
To show my supernatural power.
Et näidata oma üleloomuliku väge.
And he was there for a while, we know this story.
Ja me teame, et ta oli mõni aeg seal.
But then the time of God's plan shifted to
aga
a next
siis,
level.
Jumala plaan läks edasi ja aeg muutus.
The brook became a natural structure that I call widow.
Ja sellest ojast sai hoopis üks lesknaine nüüd.
You know, if you would ask me what is the difference between a river and a brook?
Mis vahe on jõel ja ojal?
The brook is carrying less water than the river.
Ojas on vähem vett kui jões.
So a widow represents in the spirit realm, I say, a brook and a woman who is married and has children, a river.
Nii et see lesknaine on nagu oja vaimusfääris ja naine, kelle kes on abielus ja tal on lapsed, see on nagu jõgi.
In my words, that is full of joy, everything is working.
Kõik toimib, kõik on täis rõõmu.
I'm not minimizing those structures. There's still the same measure moving in the brook that the brook can carry from its size.
Et... Et oja suudab ka kanda vett.
Amen.
Oma jagu.
So like, for example, if you have a glass full of water, it's full of water. If you have a bottle, 1 liter, it's full of water, it's the same.
Kui on klaas vett täis ja pudel vett täis, no mõlemad on täis.
What I want to say is we have different measures.
Meil on erinevad mõõdud kõigil.
Given by God.
Antud Jumala poolt.
And I have to tell us all that God has shifted the structure.
Ja Jumal on nagu tõstnud üles ja muutnud seda struktuuri.
This is why you feel not comfortable.
Sellepärast
you feel
like
how full.
Okay? Sa mõtled, et kui täis.
Let me say the glass of water is, I would say, imagine it's full now.
Oletame, et see on täis.
Now, or let me, yeah, okay. And now, this same measure of fullness is now coming into a bottle that is 1 liter.
Ja oletame, et see sama mõõt läheb pudelisse, mis üheliitrisesse pudelisse.
Now you feel, oh, I feel not full enough.
Ja nüüd sa mõtled, et tapika, kui tühise pudel on.
Something not fulfilled.
Tühjus.
Something is missing.
Midagi on puudu.
You feel not comfortable.
Sa tunned ebamugavalt.
And this is how God works.
Aga see on see, kuidas Jumal teeb tööd, ta tahab suga koostööd teha.
He wants to have a conversation with you.
Tahab suga suhelda, rääkida asjadest.
For what are you searching? This is the first thing.
See on, mida sa otsid?
What do you want?
Mida sa tahad?
And if we start to search, we will
ja kui
find
me hakkame
Jesus
otsima, said. Siis me leiame, ütles Jeesus.
So God is saying that we should search for, or that we come in agreement and search for his new plan for every
ja
one of us.
Jumal tahab, et me nõustuksime temaga ja otsiksime tema uut plaani meie jaoks, mis on edasi, mis
for
edasi saab.
For the territory where he linked us in.
Millisesse territooriumisse ta on meid pannud.
For our nation, it starts first with us,
meie rahvas,
family,
algab
and
meie perekonnast ja liigub edasi.
It's like you it's like that God is throwing a stone into his sea.
Nii tundub nagu Jumal viskaks ühe kivi merre.
You have different circles around it.
Tekivad seal sellised ringid ümber, mis laienevad.
This is the vibration of God.
Jumala vibratsioon.
It starts first with you.
Algab sinuga.
Then with your relationship.
Sinu suhted, lähedased, perekond.
Your church.
Kogudus.
Your territory, county.
Sinu ringkond, ümbruskond, linn.
See, it's going more and more.
Ja muku laieneb.
And while you bring everything of God's plan or will into that environment, everything
ja sa,
will co-work with heaven.
Ja kui sa tood kõik Jumala plaani tahte alla, siis kõik toimib koos taeva tahtega.
Now why I'm saying this, because this is what I felt while I dreamt the dream this
ja see oli see, mida ma tundsin, kui ma seda unenägu nägin.
And you know, in the beginning where I was not understanding how God is speaking,
alguses ma ei saanud aru, kuidas Jumal räägib.
I would describe the feeling as a depressive feeling.
See oli isegi lausa niisugune depressiivne tunne.
Not knowing what to do with it.
Lihtsalt ei tea, mida sellega peale hakata.
But if there's revelation in it,
aga kui ilmutus sisene,
every time God works with hope and confidence, he's giving you confidence.
Jumal töötab lootuse ja kinnituse ja veendumusega ja ta annab sulle
kinnitust.
Because
he's using those emotional feelings
neid emotsionaalseid tundeid, et me pööraksime tähelepanu, et on midagi olulist, mida Jumal tahab meile näidata või anda. Kui meil kõik on hästi ja kõik on mugav, siis me üldsegi hakkagi reageerima ka otsima. Aga kui me oleme nagu kainestunud, keskenenud, siis me hakkame otsima, kus on lootus.
And this is the way like God is speaking to us.
Ja see on üks viis, kuidas Jumal meiega tegeleb ja räägib.
That he likes to make you feeling
Mitte,
not good.
Tale naudib seda, et sa nüüd halvasti ennast tunned.
It is his being to speak in
Aga
those ways.
Aga see on üks viis, kuidas
us.
Ta nagu meiega räägib.
He is speaking differently to
ta
us.
Ta räägib erinevatel viisidel.
But we must recognize if we are
Aga me peame ära tunma, kui me oleme treenitud, siis me tunneme ära selle.
Prophetic senses.
Ja oleme treeninud oma viit profeetlikku meelt.
This is solid food.
See on nüüd praegu nüüd tugev toit.
God is giving us teachings, information
ta annab
in the
meile
way
õpetust
like he wants
ja
to share with his friends.
Kuidas ta tahab asju jagada oma sõpradega.
And if we understand,
ja kui me saame
we
aru,
transform,
siis
we
hakkame muutuma
what God is speaking into our
sellesse,
level of life.
Mida Jumal räägib meie elu tasandisse.
And while, you know, in that dream, the Lord revealed to me the importance to do the right things at the right time.
Ja selles unenäos Jumal rõhutas, et me teeksime õigeid asju õigel ajal.
I learned all the years to do things, or to experience things if you do it at the right time or not the right time.
Läbi aegade ma olen õppinud, kas sa teed asju õigel ajal või valel ajal.
And what it brings as results.
Ja mis on selle mõlema tulemus.
And while I was meditating on the dream today,
ja kui ma mõtlesin täna selle unenäo peale,
the Holy Spirit reminded me on different or to different scriptures in the Word.
Siis püha vaim tuletas mulle meelde mõningaid kirjakohti.
And he led me to the scripture where Jesus was persecuted.
Ja ta juhtis mind kirjakoha juurde, kus Jeesus oli taga kiusatud.
Or got in a wrong way recognized by the people that were around him.
Said tast valesti aru.
At the false time.
Ja valel ajal.
And let me make this statements here now.
Ja ma ütlen.
And hear what and think about this.
Mõtle sellele.
Doing nothing is death.
Mitte millegi tegemine on surm.
Doing the wrong thing at the wrong time is ignorance.
Tehes vale asja valel ajal, see on rumalus.
Doing the right thing at the wrong time is a disaster.
Teha õiget asja valel ajal on häving.
Doing the right thing at the wrong time is a mistake.
Teha õiget asja valel ajal on viga.
Doing the wrong thing at the wrong time with the wrong people, it is not functioning.
Teha vale asja valel ajal valede inimestega, see asja ei toimi.
Doing the wrong thing at the right time with the right people, it is confusion.
Tehes valet asja õigel ajal õigete inimestega on segadus tekitav.
Doing the right thing at the right time with the right people, it is strategic and brings good results.
Tehes õiget asja õigel ajal õigete inimestega on strateegiline ja see toob head tulemused.
I find myself in every category in my life.
Oma elus ma võin ennast leida, olen leidnud ennast igas selles olukorras.
You know, we want to do the good things for the Lord.
Tahame teha häid asju isanda jaoks.
And our flesh is somehow too fast driven.
Ja meie liha rebib ette.
If we live in a sinful lifestyle, we're driven to the sin. If we're a good lifestyle, we're driven to do the good and everything.
Ja
elam, all
teeme,
of a sudden,
teeme
like faster.
Patu, siis me läheme nagu patusvääri, aga kui me tahame häid asju teha, siis me hakkame ka asju liiga kiiresti ja Jumalast ette tormama.
We start to do works before we ask God to do it.
Teeme asju enne, kui me üldse küsime Jumalalt, kas ta tahab, et me teeksime.
We trying to change people, but not asking God to do it.
Me tahame inimesi muuta, aga me ei küsi Jumalalt, et tema neid
muudaks.
We
are stepping into territories where we are not prepared this season God called us for, but not for this time, and we get
Astume
confused.
Astume territooriumitele, kuhu Jumal on meid küll kutsunud, aga mitte selle ajal, ja me sattume segadusse.
We step all of a sudden into oppressive feelings because we entered into a territory that was not for now.
Ja me satume depressiooni, sest me oleme sisenenud mingitesse territooriumistesse, millesse meid ei ole hetkel kutsutud.
And I want to help us today.
Ja ma tahan aidata meid täna.
You know, every time when I say I preach to you, I preach to me the same way.
Iga kord, kui ma teile räägin, tegelikult räägin endale ka.
Because it's good to hear every time the word and what
kuulata.
The Holy Spirit is saying that we understand
Sõna
and transmit it.
Ja püha vaim hakkab seda nagu meile edasi andma ja aitama meid.
So, how was Jesus behaving or responding to those different situations?
Kuidas Jeesus siis reageeris sellistele olukordadele?
And I love how God moves. He uses a dream to speak to us now.
Mulle meeldib, kuidas Jumal liigub. Ta annab mulle unenägusid ja räägib selle läbi.
First of all, we have to understand, and we know this, but we have to repeat it every time that we learn it and have it in our hearts.
Et me peame neid kordama ja me teame, et me õpime ja saame neid oma südamesse.
So Jesus understood to do the will of the Heavenly Father.
Jeesus mõistis, mis tähendab teha Jumala tahet.
And was completely in agreement with his will.
Täiesti ühel meelel tema tahtega.
He was never doing his own will.
Ta ei teinud kunagi oma enda tahet.
He came in agreement with the sent report or the mission of the Father.
Ta oli täielikus nõusolekus isa missiooniga tulla siia maa peale.
And to be a light in an environment of darkness.
Ja olla valgus ja vastasseis pimedusele.
That was connected to Zebulon and Naphtali.
Ja seegi on seotud Zebuloni ja Naftaliga.
And they saw a great light, it said.
Seal on öeldud, et nad näevad suurt valgust.
And I want to tell you that we are a great light.
Meie oleme suur valgus.
Why? Because Jesus lives in us.
Jeesus elab meie sees.
And every one of us is functioning in a territory where you live.
Ja iga üks meist funktsioneerib sellel territooriumil, kuhu Jumal on pannud meid
elama. But also where you are linked to the church or
või
the
oled
congregation where you
kogudusega.
Live with, the saints.
Pühad, kellega sa oled seotud.
The right spiritual alignment.
Õiged vaimsed sidemed.
So in the territory is promise.
Ja sest et sellel õigel territooriumil on tõotus.
There is the potential to get harvest.
Saada lõikus.
As Joshua and the people of Israel came into the promised land, there was a change of the structure of provision.
Kui Joshua läks Israel lastega tõotatud maale, siis seal oli ka seotud üks see varustus. Varustuse allikas.
The manner stop and they start to eat from their territory.
Manna lõppes ja nad hakkasid oma territooriumilt saama saaki.
In my words, they understood now to create out of the supernatural experience now a natural resource.
Et nad hakkasid kogema üleloomuliku varustust loomulikuses.
Creating kingdom wealth.
Hakkasid looma kuningriigi jõukust.
Kingdom wealth is not only connected to the natural of
mitte
to the natural resources.
Seotud, see ole.
It's also connected to the spiritual resources.
Ka vaimsed varustus, vaimne varustus on seal.
Now in John 5:19 it says
Johannese 5:19 ütleb.
Then answered Jesus said unto them, verily verily I say unto you.
Ja Jeesus vastas ning ütles, ma olen siit. Ma ütlen teile, poeg ei saa midagi ise teha.
The son can do nothing of himself.
Poeg ei saa ise midagi teha.
I cannot do nothing out of myself.
Mina ei saa ise midagi teha.
But what he sees the Father do, for whatsoever things he does, these also does the son likewise.
Vaid see, mida ta näeb isa tegemas, mida iganes tema teeb, neid asju teeb ka poeg.
If you have this heart, you live humble.
Kui sul on selline süda, siis sa elad alandliku elu.
Why? Because you are only doing what you see, so you must be prophetic.
Sest sa teed ainult seda, mida sa näed, seda on seda, et sa pead olema kuidagi profetlik, et näha üldse.
We must recognize the times and seasons.
Me peame ära tundma ajad ja hooajad.
This is a phase of time where we have to increase with the light of God in us.
See on see aeg, kus me peame Jumala valgusega edasi arenema.
So that we can transfer the plans of God
ja edasi anda Jumala plaani
in the place where God positioned us here on earth.
See paika, kui Jumal on meid siia maa peale pannud
and connected us
ja
as people.
Kellega ta meid sidunud.
In John 6:14-15
Johannese 6:14-15
there Jesus multiplies the bread and the fish.
Seal Jeesus paljundas leibasid ja kalasid.
He's saying, settle down. There was green grass. He said, settle down.
Ütles inimestele, et istuge maha.
And then the bread and the fish came there from the young generation.
Ja siis noormees tõi seal oma leiva ja kalad.
And so he prayed a prayer of thanksgiving.
Ja siis ta tänas Jumalat.
Then it multiplied.
Ja see hakkas paljunema.
The bread was the bread multiplied and was in many baskets then.
Leib paljunes ja pärast sai mitu korvi täit ülejääki.
And then the people recognized him that he is the prophet.
Ja inimesed mõistsid siis, et ta on prophet.
Who has come into the world.
Kes on tulnud maailma.
Now in this at this moment,
sel hetkel,
it's saying that the people tried to force him to become a king.
Inimesed tahtsid sundida teda kuningaks hakkama.
Let me say, God has called you, God has bought you by his blood.
Jumal on ostnud sind Jeesuse vere läbi.
To become a kingly priest, or to become kings
and priests. Kuninglikuks preesterkonnaks, nagu Biibli
Now ütleb. We know we have a calling in our priesthood, we have a calling in our kingship.
Ja me teame, et meil on kutse kuningaks ja kutse preestriks.
If you are moving under the mighty hand of God, you are humbled under the mighty hand of
kui
God.
Sa oled, kui sa liigud Jumala vägeva käe all, siis sa oled ka alandunud Jumala vägeva käe alla.
It means that you are only doing what God shows you.
See tähendab seda, et sa teed ainult seda, mida Jumal näitab sulle teha.
Now if I come your way,
kui mina tulen sulle vastu,
and I say, come on, you should do this and this
ja
and
ütlen,
this.
Ja ütlen, et sa peaksid hoopis seda, seda, seda tegema.
Everything that I tell you,
kõik, mis ma ütlen sulle,
is could be in the calling that you have
and, isegi ole seotud sinu kutsega,
and the prophetic words that went over you
ja isegi nende prohvetlike sõnadega mis sul on minevikus räägitud
but it can be the false time to do
aga see võib olla vale aeg et neid asju teha
so if we start still to do it
aga
and God
kui me
is
siis
not
hakkame seda tegema
to do it,
ja Jumal ei ole meile öelnud et me seda nüüd teeksime
we bring confusion
siis me toome segadust
in the territory where we are
sellesse territooriumisse kus me oleme
we bring confusion to the people with
ja
whom we are
connected aga inimestele kes on meiega seotud
or we also bring people into a mode of doing things that they were not called to do
ja võib-olla ka mõjutame teisi inimesi tegema asju milleks nad ei ole kutsutud
now if we would drive this out the result will be that we are burned out
ja kui me siis ikkagi üritame seda läbi viia siis tulemus on see et me põleme läbi
and it is saying as they perceived the people when Jesus therefore perceived that they would come to take him by force
ja kui Jeesus nägi, et nad tahavad lausa väevõimuga teda, siis
to make him a king
kuningaks teha
I mean he is the king of kings
ta ei oli kuningate kuningas isandate isand
he didn't need people to make him a king
tal ei olnud vaja, et inimesed teda
but let me say he knew that the time in the natural realm was about to happen where they will make him as a king and singing Hosanna to the son of David.
Aga teadsi, et on tulemas aeg, kus nad tõesti peavad seda välja hüüdma ja ütlema Hosanna Daaveti pojale.
Jesus knew it.
Jeesus teadis.
But he knew and because he knew he discerned the time rightly to say no not with me.
Aga kuna ta teadis, siis ta sai sellest, et ajastus on vale ja ütles, et mitte nüüd, mitte praegu.
You want to make me a king because you want to use me that you get glorified.
Te tahate mind kuningaks sellepärast teha, et te tahate mind ära kasutada, et teie saaksite austatud.
This is what the Greek word that is used here to make him is to harpoonize. Like a harpoon, you know. Like.
Et see kreekakeelne sõna väljendab seda, et nagu harpuuniga nagu tulistama.
What is a harpoon doing?
Mida ta teeb?
I get my prey, I shoot it in the water.
Teen kindlaks saagi ja siis lasen teda.
And then it's
ja siis
linked to me and I pull it to
seotud,
myself.
Ja siis ma tõmban ta enda juurde.
It has
enda
to work
asjasse.
For me.
Minu jaoks peab see asi
But
toimima.
Jesus came not that he is working for
Aga
me,
Jeesus ei tulnud
he
minu
came
jaoks.
To serve us.
Ta tuli teenima.
So Jesus better to say Jesus is harpoonizing us.
Jeesus tegelikult hoopis meid
harpuunik. And is drawing us closer to the Father.
Ja tõmbab isa juurde.
We are his prey.
Meie oleme tema saagi. Tegelikult on niipidi
so asi. Closer to him.
Nii et kui me tuleme tema ligi.
Closer to him. Harpoonized by his love.
Ja siis me kui me tuleme tema ligi, siis ta nagu tõmbab meid enda ligi.
We see clearly.
Ja siis me näeme selgelt.
We get more revelation and understanding.
Ja saame palju rohkem asjadest aru ja ilmutust.
What is on the heart of the Father?
Mis on isa südames?
Now as they tried to make him a king,
ja kui nad püüdsid teha teda kuningaks,
he departed.
Siis Jeesus lihtsalt läks minema.
Unto a mountain himself.
Läks üksi mäele.
Alone.
Üksi.
He was alone with the Father.
Oli isaga üksi.
You know the best thing that we can do if people try to
asi,
honor us in a wrong way.
Mis me saame teha siis kui inimesed meid valesti austavad.
We should step back going with the Father and ask him what is your will, Father.
Ja läheme isa juurde ja küsime mis sinu tahe.
We should not be people that start to say to everything that sounds good. Yes, it's me. Come on, I come with you.
Kohe haarama igast asjast kinni ja kaasa minema.
It is needed to ask God, Father.
Vaid küsima, isa,
what do you want from me?
Mida sa minu jaoks tahad?
First of all, you must know your calling.
Kõigepealt pead sa teadma oma kutsumist.
Before you must know your calling, you must know who you are in Christ, your
Enne
identity.
Kui sa tead oma kutsumist, pead sa ka teadma, kes sa Kristuses oled.
If you know,
kui sa tead,
You can say clear yes
siis
or clear
öelda,
no.
Kindlalt ei või jaa.
Because you protect by what you
Sest
know about yourself
sellest, mille, and for what mida sa tead enda
you
kohta,
are called.
Milleks sa oled kutsutud.
You're protecting the value that you have not to share it everywhere.
Ja sa kaitsed seda väärtust, mis sus on, et see ei ole kõigile jagamiseks alati igal ajal.
Now, there was also a time, this was somehow perhaps sounding good to make him a king.
See võib-olla kõlas from its characteristic. Nendest välistest asjadest tore asi teha ta kuningaks.
But there's also, look, if we are in the timetable of God moving, we are everywhere protected.
Aga kui me oleme Jumala ajastus, siis me oleme ka kaitstud.
As they tried to kill Jesus at the wrong time,
kui nad
they
püüdsid
couldn't.
Ka Jeesus tappa valel ajal, siis nad ei suutnud seda.
If the devil tries to kill you at the wrong time,
kui kurat
püüab
sind valel ajal tappa, siis ta ei saa.
I mean, we know if Jesus is not coming back in our time, we will die, right?
Me teame, et kui Jeesus tuleb tagasi meie ajal, siis me, kui ta ei tule, siis me sureme.
But we are still with the Lord, we are still
Aga
alive.
Aga ikkagi oleme elusad koos isendaga.
Our nature is getting away.
Meie lihaliselt.
But there is a season of premature death if we allow the enemy to enter in.
Kui me laseme vaenlasel sisse tulla, siis on seal üks, võib tulla enneaegne surm.
But let me tell you, if you move under the will of God, in the will of God,
kui sa liigud aga Jumala tahtes,
there will be no allowance by the enemy that you die a premature death.
Siis vaenlane ei saa
It's
sisse
impossible.
Tulla. Võimatu.
Because the hand of the Father protects you.
Sest isa käsi
kaitseb
sind, kui iganes sa lähed.
Now, in Matthew 12:13-15.
Matteuse 12:13-15.
Jesus healed the man with the withered hand, the dry hand.
Jeesus tervendas kuivanud käega mehe.
At Shabbat.
Pühapäeval või siis laupäeval, sabatipäeval.
Now the Pharisees, they were really offended with Jesus
ja
doing this.
Variserid said väga pahaseks sellepärast.
And it is saying that they tried to kill him.
Ja seal on öeldud, et nad püüdsid teda tappa.
But they couldn't.
Aga ei saanud.
See what it's saying here.
Vaata, mis siin on öeldud.
In verse 14 and 15.
14 ja 15.
Then the Pharisees went out.
Siis variserid läksid välja.
And held a council against him.
Ja pidasid nõu tema vastu.
You know what a council is?
Tead, mis on siuke nõupidamine?
They're all leaders.
Kõik juhid.
Coming together.
Tulevad kokku.
Those who have influence.
Kellel on mõju.
And trying, I mean religious.
Religioossed juhid.
And trying to make a plan to destroy you.
Ja tegid plaane, et hävitada.
Your calling.
Sinu teenistust, sinu kutset.
It's an alliance of evil.
See on üks kurjuse kokku tulemine.
Where the plan of Satan is getting revealed.
Kus vaenlase plaan saab ilmutatud.
Now why that happened?
Ja kui see juhtus?
And this can manifest as a feeling of oppression, depression.
Sa võid tunda seda enda peal kui siukse depressiooni või rõhumisena.
You're not worthy anymore.
Või tunnad, et sa ei ole väärt.
You will not make it.
Et sa ei suuda enam.
This is only showing a measure of an alliance of evil that tries to stop you.
Aga see näitab tegelikult seda kurjuse kokku tulemist, mis otsustab sind peatada.
This feeling should be an encouragement now for you to move
forward. Kui sa sellist asja tunned, siis olgu see sulle julgustuseks liikuda edasi oma kutses.
God's will, you get joy back.
Sest kui sa oled nõusolekus Jumala tahtega, siis
Because
sa saad rõõmu tagasi.
Light
valgus
is pushing away the power of darkness.
Darkness
cannot
pimedus
hold
ei saa hoida.
The environment of oppression cannot hold you.
See rõhumine ei saa sind kinni hoida.
They held a council against him how they might destroy Jesus.
Ning nad pidasid nõu, kuidas teda ära tappa.
But when Jesus knew it,
aga kui Jeesus sai sellest teada,
he withdrew himself from there.
Siis ta peitis ennast nende eest.
A great multitudes followed him.
Aga suur rahva hulk järgis teda.
And he healed them all.
Ja ta tegi nad kõik terveks.
He withdrew.
Ta tõmbus
God
eemale.
God is shifting you.
Jumal tõstab sind.
You know, where the enemy tries to hold you, he's shifting you in a new level.
Kinni hoida, siis tema hoopis tõstab sind uuele tasandile.
The Lord released a word some days ago.
Jumal andis ühe sõna mõned päevad tagasi.
That the portal has shift to another place. The portal, the gate.
Ja see värav on üks nagu uks teises sfääri ülesse.
As Samson was at the harlot's house.
Ja kui siis see Simpson oli seal selle hoora majas.
At Gaza.
Gazas.
It is saying that at midnight.
Siis on öeldud, et keskööl.
The Philistines tried to destroy him in the morning.
Vilistid püüdsid teda hävitada.
But you know, if God is moving with you, he awakes you.
Siis ta äratab su üles.
In the deepest part of night.
Keset sügavamat pimeduse tööd.
But saying your decision can create light now and life. Light is connected to life.
Nii et see nägemus võib anda valgust ja elu.
And it is saying that Samson took the gate there.
Ja siis on öeldud, et Simpson võttis selle värava.
And shifted it to the high place towards Hebron.
Sina ühtesse kõrgesse paika, mis oli Hebroni pool.
I'm now speaking about your heart.
Ja ma räägin sinu südamest.
If your heart is in the midst of distress and confusion, darkness, not knowing what is going on.
Näiteks kuskil segaduse ja teadmatuse keskel, sa ei tea, mis toimub, mis Jumal teeb.
What will be in the future?
Mis tulevikus saab?
And you start to come in agreement with the will of God and shift into the high praise of God and trust in
Him. Jumala tahtega, usaldad teda ja Jumal tõstab sind kõrgesse sfääri.
The enemy is not anymore able to enter into your heart because your heart is now at another place.
Ei ole võimeline enam sisenema sinu südamesse, sest su süda on kõrges paigas.
Can you see if we would shift this door now there?
Kui me selle ukse tõstaksime sinna.
People will get confused. I thought it's going every time
in here.
Inimesed on väga
segaduses, et kuidas siis sealt nüüd ei saa sisse.
This is what God is doing.
Ja see on see, mida Jumal teeb.
Sometimes this is what I wanted to try to express in the beginning. We feel confused.
Me oleme segaduses.
Why to do it every time the same way?
Olati like, oleme arjunud seda pidi minema.
Why it's not going forward?
Miks see enam niimoodi? Miks ma sealt enam läbi ei saa?
Because God has shifted to another place.
Jumal on pannud selle uude paika selle koha.
And this is only the sign because God has prepared a good table of anointing.
Aga see on märk sellest, et Jumal on pannud paika laua ja võidmise ja imed.
You know, I'm so blessed by this to see what God is doing now with Todd Bentley.
Et näha, kuidas Jumal toimib Todd Bentleyga.
5 years ago at Lakeland it happened,
the revival. Tagasi oli see ärkamine seal Lakelandis.
And once more again, after 5 years, we are now in South Africa having an awakening.
On nüüd ärkamine seal Lõuna-Afrikas.
Signs, wonders and miracles.
Väga suurel määral.
Can you see the hand of God here?
Kas sa näed Jumala kätsin?
The mercy of God.
Jumala halastust ja armu.
The south wind is coming.
Lõuna tuul.
Is drawing near.
Tõmbab ligi.
North wind awake, south wind draw near.
Et põhjatuul on läinud ja lõuna tuul tõmbab ligi.
You know, I would call this the wind from out of the nostrils of the horse.
Ma ütlen, et see on nagu tuul hobuste sõõrmest.
This is a mighty movement of God that will expand on the whole globe.
Jumala võimas liikumine, mis levib üle kogu maa.
Because it's the will of God.
Sest on Jumala tahe.
And we do good to get to be prepared for this.
Ja meil on hea, kui meiegi valmistume.
But let me tell you, if we're not going on another level, we will not receive it.
Aga kui me ei lähe teisele tasandile, siis me ei saa seda kätte, me ei saa võtta vastu.
In the month of May and June, this is crucial time to be in the higher place.
Mais ja juunis pead sa olema seal kõrges tasandis. Iga üks, ka mina. See on kriitiline aeg. Kui me ei saa õigesse paika, siis sa ei saa olema olivimäel seal ülemises toas õigete inimestega, et saada õiget sõna, et võtta vastu üks õige liikumine pühalt vaimult.
This is not about church going anymore.
See ei ole enam
a shift.
See on üks täielik liikum muutus.
And this shift will show the time.
Ja see näitab aega.
How we reveal the Lord, people will recognize, the world will recognize it.
Kuidas me ilmutame isandat, kuidas maailm näeb isandat?
By how we behave.
Kuidas meie käitume?
As the body of Christ,
Kristuse ihuna siin maa peal.
Now is Jesus. And that's interesting. Everything is connected to the office of the prophet. Most of the scriptures here.
Et kõik on seotud profeti kutsumisega.
See, a prophet sees what father is doing and prophesies it. Can man and woman?
Prophet näeb, mida isa teeb ja ütleb, räägib seda välja.
Jesus was not only a prophet, he was the prophet.
Jeesus ei olnud lihtsalt üks prophet, vaid ta oli see prophetite prophet.
And also he was the son of the living God.
Ja oli ka Jumala elav poeg. Elava Jumala poeg.
So while Jesus was preaching in the synagogue of Nazareth,
nii kui Jeesus õpetas seal Natsareti synagogis,
his hometown,
kodukohas,
there he preached, you know, he used the scroll of Isaiah.
Siis ta kasutas Jesaja rulli.
And he was saying, the spirit of the Lord is upon me,
ütles,
he has anointed me.
Isanda vaim on minu peal ja tema on mind võidnud.
people, you know, if you would hear someone saying this in a similar way, you would say this person is prideful.
Ja kui sa kuulaksid kedagi teist seda ütlemas, siis sa mõtleksid, see inimene on küll uhke.
But are you not anointed?
Aga tead,
is the Messiah, the anointed one, not living in you?
Et kas sa siis ei olegi võitud, et
he is.
Tema on võitud. Ta elab sinu sees.
Christ, the anointed one, means
Christus,
the anointed one.
Võitu elab sinu sees.
You have Christ in you, the
sinu
anointing.
Sinu sees on võitmine.
Then he used, let me say, the first book was, or the first scroll was the prophet Isaiah, prophet.
Esimene oli prohvet Jesaja raamat.
Now he's using the books of 1 Kings and 2 Kings.
Ja siis ta kasutab esimest ja teist kuningat.
Can you see there's a spiritual office and a natural authority, kings and prophet.
Et seal on kõrvuti need kuningad ja prohvetid.
And then he's prophesying about Elijah and Naaman, you know, the leprosy man got healed.
Ja siis ta räägib sellest, kuidas Naaman sai terveks.
By using those scriptures, he confronted the people of his time in that environment.
Ja neid kirjakohti kasutades ta konfronteerib neid inimesi, kes seal olid.
And is it not interesting, after that, after he used the scroll of kings, he sat down on a special place.
Ja siis pärast seda, kui ta oli nad kinni pannud need raamatud, siis ta istus spetsiaalsesse kohta.
That was only prepared for the Messiah.
Koht, mis oli ainult määratud Messiale.
And saying all eyes were looking on him.
Jõllitasid teda.
Because he took authority as a king.
Sest ta võttis selle meelevala paiga kui kuningas.
And as a priest.
Ja kui preester.
This is the background of the story here.
See on nüüd selle lugu tagapõhi, taust.
While he was in Nazareth, they were really offended with him now.
Ja seal Nazaretis nad olid nüüd küll väga pahased ta peale.
And they thrust him out of the city.
Ja ajasid linnast välja.
And led him unto the brow of the hill on which their city was built.
Ja viisita selle kalju peale, kuhu neile linn oli ehitatud.
That they may cast him down headlong.
Et teda seal peaes alla visata.
But he passing through the midst of them went his way.
Ta läks nende vahelt läbi ja läks oma teed lihtsalt.
You know, where you face persecution.
Kui sa kohtad taga kiusu.
Don't run away.
Ära jookse ära.
Move through it.
Lihtsalt liigu sellest läbi.
With the power of God.
Jumala väes.
You will not get killed.
Sind ei tapeta.
You will not die premature death.
Sa ei sure enne aegselt.
Jesus moved at the right time through the offense.
Jeesus liikus õigel hetkel läbi selle vastuseisu.
Okay, I want to die now. I don't want to live anymore.
Okei, ma olen nüüd valmis surema, ma ei taha enam elada.
Because he had a plan to fulfill.
Aga tal oli plaan, mis oli veel täitmata.
You have a calling, and a calling is a plan of God.
On kutsumine ja see on Jumala plaan.
And God is longing to see you that you fulfill it here on earth.
Jumal tahab, et sa täidaksid selle siin maa peal.
I'm reminding you.
Ja ma tuletan sulle meelde.
To do it and not to run away.
Et sa teeksid seda, täidaksid ja ei jookseks ära, ei põgeneks. Kes iganes su vastu on räägi või mõelnud su vastu.
Move through it.
Lihtsalt liigu sellest läbi.
With looking on him, move
vaadates Jeesuse peale.
Now, this is everything connected here to
kõik
killing, killing Jesus.
Kõik on seotud Jeesuse tapmisega.
Now we come to the realm of setting captive Jesus. Setting him captive.
Nüüd jõuame selles sfääri, et nad tahavad teda vangistada.
This is difference. There's a difference between killing and setting captive.
On erinevus vangistamisel ja tapmisel.
If you set captive,
kui me räägime vangistusest,
you cannot do it anymore in the freedom like you want.
Siis sa ei saa liikuda sinna, kus sa tahaksid.
It is like if you have a gift and I'm not allowing you to do it.
Näiteks sul on and ja ma ei luba sul seda teha, milleks sa oled kutsutud.
Jesus understand when to heal, when to speak to people.
Jeesus mõistis ja ta tahtis minna inimesi tervendama ja aitama.
And after the time when Jesus cleansed the temple.
Ja pärast seda, kui Jeesus puhastas templi.
Cursed the fig tree.
Ja needis viigipuu.
And then he shared some parables.
Ja siis ta jagas mõned võrdpildid.
And let me say, because he used the parables to point to the to the religious hard attitudes of the Pharisees and the chief priests.
Ja kuna ta just tahtis suunata need religioossete juhtide südame seisukordade vastu.
And hear this, they understood that they were meant.
Ja siis nad said aru.
The power of the parables brought a plan of setting Jesus captive.
Ja
to
see...
hold him
Ja siis
In a territory where he cannot move anymore.
Kuna ta rääks neid võrdpilte, siis nad jõudsid sellele plaanini, et nüüd me paneme ta kuidagi vangistame ta.
Matthew 21:45.
Matteuse 21:45. Kuni 46.
And when the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parables.
Ja kui nüüd siis need ülemused ja preestrid ja variserid olid kuulnud tema võrdpilte neid lugusid.
They perceived that he spoke of them.
Siis nad said aru, et ta rääkis nendest.
But when they sought to lay hands on him to set him captive, is my scripture
Aga kui nad tahtsid oma käed talle külge panna.
They feared the multitude.
Nad kartsid siiski rahva hulki.
Now, have this in mind. They made Jesus a king at a, they tried to make him a king at the at the wrong time.
Valel ajal tahtsid teha tast kuninga.
Now what happens here?
Mis siin juhtub?
They feared the multitude, the religious alliance feared the multitude.
Inimesed kartsid rahva hulki.
Because they took him for a prophet.
Sest et inimesed pidasid teda profetiks.
In my words, There, the title and the anointing, the office as a prophet was crucial to hold him free.
Nii et see, et teda profetiks peeti, oli oluline, et hoida teda vabana.
So what I'm saying here is not that we give us titles and show I'm
Mitte,
this, I'm
et ma räägin siin mingitest
tiitlitest. God is counting by our heart.
Jumal näeb meie südant.
And we cannot become something if God has not
ja
called us
Ja me ei saa
to.
Kellekski olla või saada, kui Jumal pole meid selleks
But
kutsunud.
But I want to make clear that at the right time God is allowing to show up with titles to
Aga õigel ajal
confirm.
Jumal lubab tulla meile ka tiitleid.
See, you will not do it by yourself. People
sa
will confirm
seda
you.
Ise, sa ei kutsu ennast, aga inimesed kutsuvad.
People will recognize you as a prophet,
Nad tunnevad ära näiteks, et sa
If
prophet.
Your word will manifest that you spoke before.
Kui sinu sõna läheb täide, mis sa oled öelnud.
Now, because the people recognized Jesus as the prophet,
ja kuna inimesed tundsid ta ära kui profeti, tunnustasid teda, oli ta kaitstud
and not get killed or,
ja ei saanud ära tapetud.
Yeah, or blocked in what he wanted to do.
Ega blokeeritud sellest, mida ta tahtis teha.
Here we can see how much freedom the anointing and the right recognition of people can give.
Nii et vaata, kuidas võidmine võib tulla sellest, kui inimesed õieti tunnustavad. Paulus ütles nii.
I am not recognizing you anymore by the flesh.
Mina ei tunne teid enam liha järgi.
I am recognizing you by the spirit.
Vaid vaimu järgi.
If I recognize you by the spirit.
Kui ma teid vaimu järgi tunnen.
I honor you in the same way like God is honoring you.
Siis ma austan teid samamoodi kui Jumal teid austab.
And I do good to do this.
Ja see on hea, et ma nii teen.
Because it releases freedom.
Sest selle toob ja vabastab vabaduse.
And it helps to spread the light more and more that the religious spirit, the spirit of legalism, cannot hold the people anymore captive.
Sest siis see vabastab valgust ja see religioon ei saa inimesi hoida vangis enam.
People are only get set captive by a religious system or a legalistic system.
Inimesed saavad vangistatud ainult religioosse ja legaalse süsteemi poolt.
Because they are not right recognized.
Sest et nad ei ole õieti ära tuntud.
So Jesus knew not to come in agreement with giving of a title by human power.
Nii et Jumal ei tahtnud nõustuda selle tiitliga, mida inimvägi andis.
You know, this is if I would say, okay, I send some out and say, tell them who I am and then, you know.
No, umbes nii, et ma saadan kedagi välja, et kõik ütleksid, et kõik et mina olen see.
But you have not the following signs and
Aga
wonders whatever.
Tunnustähtega kinnitus sellele pole, manifestatsiooni pole. Inimlik.
Then it has no power. There is nothing in.
Seal ei ole mingit väge, aga see on tühi.
Human, if we make, as humans, if we try to honor people in the fleshly way,
Kui me püüame inimesi austada lihalikul
this
viisil,
is the spirit of humanism.
Siis see on humanism. Humanismi vaim.
It is said to get destroyed.
Ja see on hävitav.
But if we move with God,
aga kui me liigume Jumalaga,
if we did that shift,
ja lähme sinna ülesse sellesse tasandisse,
we feel good still if there is the environment of
siis me tunneme isegi siis hästi, kui meie ümber on tormid.
We are still on the pillow of God.
Ikka magame Jumala padja peal
rahus. We are still in the rest of God.
Oleme Jumala hingamises.
We are still in the back of the ship.
Oleme seal laeva põhjas magamas.
We are still knowing who we are in the Lord.
Ja teame, kes me oleme Jumalas ja kuidas ta meid, tema meid on kutsunud.
We are not speaking about what we will become, we are speaking about what we are and have
me saame,
become.
Vaid milleks me oleme saanud.
This is the back of the ship.
Ja see on selle laeva tagaosas
this
olemine.
Is speaking about your past, your calling,
sinu
everything that God knit into your being.
Kõik, mis Jumal on panud sinu sisse.
And this is giving you rest.
Ja see, selles on hingamine.
Still if demonic winds try to hold
siis,
you back.
Siis, et demonlikud tuuled möllavad
ümberringi.
The right time
when people cry for help, you rise up and speak.
Inimesed hüüavad abis, sa tõused püsti ja räägid.
And it will be silent.
Ja kõik on vaikne ja rahulik.
Jesus didn't go before the time
Jeesus
of
ei
his
läinud.
Heavenly Father. He went not
enne määratud aega,
to the future, this is how you pray today.
See oli see, mis sa palvetasid täna. See huvitav.
Jesus didn't allow to honor.
Jeesus ei lasknud austada.
Or he didn't allow to get honored at the false time.
Ennast valel ajal.
You know, you get interesting if people try to bring you up to a place.
Kui inimesed püüavad tuua sind üles mingisse paika.
You know, for example, a TV station, great TV station is telling you, man, I want to make a report with you. Please,
näiteks
can you come?
Mingi suur televisiooni programm tahab suga saadet teha.
And God is saying, I don't ütleb, want that you do it now.
Ma ei taha, et seda praegu teed.
I called you to do it, but not now.
Olen küll kutsunud sind seda tegema, aga
because
mitte praegu.
You know, God knows what is coming afterwards, persecution.
Sest Jumal teab, mis on
how
tulemas.
You are settled in the right place.
Et kuidas sa jõuad sinna õigesse paika.
How much you are with the Lord, how your relationship is with the Lord.
Kuidas su suhe saab isandaga olema.
He is there to protect us.
Ja ta on tegelikult väljas selleks, et meid kaitsta.
And don't get disturbed if you say no, you know, and the people try to why is such
a change. Ja siis ära tunne ennast halvasti, kui sa pead ka ei ütlema. Ja inimesed on nagu üllatunud.
I am not saying if God challenges you, you should not fear, okay?
Et kui Jumal kutsub välja, sa ei pead kartma.
This is not what I mean. But if it is a chance where people try to make it by themselves like
aga kui see on nagu inimeste poolt üles tõstetud sa tead et see ei ole õige
you have the holy spirit guides you in all truth
püha vaim on sinu sees ja juhib sind kõigesse tõtte
hallelujah thank you god this was important for me first to share
nii et see oli oluline et ma seda jagaksin
I have another word.
Mul on üks teine sõna ka teile.
Are you ready? This is connected to this region
see on
here.
Seotud sellega. Selle piirkonnaga.
Okay, let me look here. Okay, the Lord was speaking to me while I was in Berlin through a news article.
Ühe ajalehe artikli läbi rääkis isand muga Berliinis.
And don't get confused with what I say. It's not connected to false prophecy, to a false prophet or something else.
Ja tära segaduse sattus ei ole seotud vale profetitega, profeteerimisega.
But there are happening things, if they happen the first time, we should get attention to it.
Aga kui need asjad juhtuvad, siis me peame tähelepanu pöörama nendele.
On the 8th of March 2013.
8. märtsil 2013.
I read a news article about a 85-year-old man of Estonia in Estonia.
Lugesin ühest Eesti 85-aastasest mehest.
Who brought after 69 years a lent book back to the library.
Kes tõi raamatukokku tagasi 69 aastat hiljem ühe raamatu.
And that book was written by the author Eduard Wilde or
yes,
somehow.
Yes, siis ta oli kirjutatud Eduard Wilde poolt.
And the regular lent time of this book was normally 21 days.
Ja selle raamatu laenutamise aeg normaalselt oleks olnud 21 päeva.
The man excused, he excused his delay with the mess of the Soviet air raid.
Ja ta vabandas seda viivitust.
On Tallinn on the 9th of March 1944.
Et 1944. Aastal oli siis oli märtsi pommitamine.
You know, connected, if you have this in the spirit understanding, this is a demonic attack in the spirit realm.
Ühesõnaga, me vaatame asju vaimselt, et see on nagu üks vaimne rünnak.
In the past. And you prayed today also, like that the enemy tried to hold us back
et
and all the difficulties.
Nii nagu pastor paletas, et vaenlane on püüdnud meid tagasi hoida
I'm
läbi raskuste.
I'm not connected to the Soviet Union or
et ma praegu räägi ka Nõukogude Liidustega
this
asjadest.
Is a parable
see on nüüd üks võrdpilt.
That means to an oppressive power that tried to oppress us.
Ründavad väed, mis üritavad meid rünnata.
To hold us down
et hoida meid tagasi ja all ja hirmus.
And as I read this article, the Lord began to speak to me.
Ja kui ma seda lugesin, siis isand hakkas muga rääkima.
And so I went in studying. You know, God called us by name.
Ja tead, Jumal on kutsunud meid nimepidi.
And to get out what the Lord is really sharing, we must understand the power of names.
Ja sa pead mõistma nimede väge. Jumal räägib läbi nimede.
And also, if we understand the power of our promised land, we must understand the power of territory.
Ja kui me mõistame, kui vägev on see tõotatud maa, siis me mõistame ka, kui oluline on territorium.
And the inheritance that is in the territory, the
ja
fruit.
Ja see pärand, mis on seal territoriumil tõotatud maal.
And I want to, it's only a part of revelation for this area, Lasnamäe.
Ja see on nüüd selle Lasnamäe jaoks, selle osa jaoks.
And the author's main work
ja selle, no Edward Wilde peamine väga tuntud triloogia on.
It's a trilogy, you know, three books.
Kolm raamatut.
And the last book
ja viimane nendest
has been written about the prophet Maltsvet.
On prophet Maltsvet.
It was a false prophet.
Ta oli küll vale prophet.
He was a sect leader.
Ta oli ühe sekti juht.
But let me tell you, what the enemy tried to do bad, God will do it for good.
Aga see, mis vaenlane on mõelnud hävinguks, Jumal pöörab õnnistuseks.
His real name was Johann Leinberg.
Ja tema päris nimi oli Johann või Johann Leinberg.
And it was, or it is documented that the I call it now prophet Maltsvet, a false prophet, okay? Prophet
Maltsvet. Kutsume nüüd seda prophet Maltsveti vale prophetiks.
He was an Estonian sect leader.
Ta oli Eesti üks sekti juht.
Because he had wrong opinions.
Tal oli vale arusaam.
And also persecuted was against the Herrenhut movement, the prayer movement of Zinzendorf.
He was against it or... Yeah. Ja ta oli ka selle Herrenhuti liikumise vastu.
And he said this. This was his statement.
Ja tema väide on selline.
That a white ship would come from the Baltic Sea.
Et valge laev tuleb Balti merele.
To rescue him and his followers into the promised land.
Et päästa teda ja ta järgijaid tõotatud maale ja viia teda.
And he preached this while the beginning of the Crimean War. Crimean War.
Krimmi sõja ajal ta jutlustas seda.
You know,
when
the fear of war was on the people.
Inimesed olid niigi hirmunud ja mis toimub.
At the north coast of Estonia there was fear on them because of this war.
Ja see oli seal siis Eesti põhjarannikul.
And the doctrine of this false prophet was not to collect earthly goods but to take land.
Ja tema õpetus ei olnud see, et mitte koguda maiseid asju, vaid võtta maa.
And in May of in May and June 1861.
Mais või 1861. Mais ja juunis 1861.
The followers of this false prophet and he himself, they were waiting in the county Lasnamäe,
siis nad
which is here.
Olidki siis siin Lasnamäe nõlva peal, nad siis tema ja ta järgijad ootasid seda valget laeva.
On a white ship that would take them into the promised land.
Et see valge laev siis viib nad tõotatud maale.
Now let me give you the understanding here.
Ma nüüd selgitan.
Because God showed up this now in that our time.
Ja Jumal nüüd võrdleb seda meie ajaga.
There's a hidden secret of everything that happened what the devil tried to destroy.
Kõik, mida kurat on üritanud hävituseks pöörata, siis sellel on üks peidetud tähendus.
Let me tell you, I'm now speaking about the right prophets to arise.
Ja ma ei räägi õigete profetite tõusust.
And I want to give you a little bit introduction or a strategy.
Sissejuhatus või strateegia.
And we heard that a strategy is to doing the right thing at the right time with the right people.
Teha õiget asja õigel ajal õigete inimestega.
So with whom are you aligned?
Kellega sa oled seotud?
What kind of territory you possess?
Millist territooriumit sa võtad?
In which time you are?
Ja millises ajas sa
oled? All those things you have to know.
Kõik need asjad on olulised ja sa pead teadma enne kui sa liigud edasi.
In the center of the will of God.
Jumala täis tahtesse.
Okay, the words a white ship.
Valge laev siis.
In the historical, you know, a historical concept in the Estonian culture.
Ja Eesti, see on nagu ajalooline kontsept Eesti kultuuris.
It represents a special escape from a difficult situation.
Siis see võib väljendada siis siukest põgenemist raskest situatsioonist.
But we are not running away from difficult situations as believers.
Aga meie ei põgene raskuste eest.
We stay, what I said, we go through it.
Läheme sest läbi.
That no one will
ja keegi ei tee meile häda.
So the white ship here represents the church.
Nii et see valge laev väljendab siin kogudust.
In my words, is if a ship is coming into the harbor,
ja kui laev tuleb sadamasse,
or to the shore,
või kaldale,
there are two characteristics of outstretched hands.
Siis on kaks väljasirutatud kätt või näidet või käest.
Those who receive you,
need kes sind vastu võtavad,
and those who come to you.
Või need, kes tulevad sinu juurde.
Now we as church, we should reach out.
Meie kogudusena peaksime välja sirutama.
To help people in.
Et aidata inimesi sisse.
Not to run out of circumstances.
Mitte põgenema olukordade eest.
But give them a strategy of hope.
Vaid anma strateegia ja lootust.
While the storms, like Jesus with his disciples on the boat and the storm around.
Sel ajal, kui torm ümberringi möllab.
Now, The ship is in connection, the territory here, this is in connection with the tribe of Zebulon.
Ja see laev on siis, või see territoorium on siin seotud Zebuloni suguaruga.
And why? Because in Genesis 49,
sest esimese Moosese 49,
it is connected that Zebulon 13. Will live by the seashore.
On öeldud, et Zebulon on mereäärne maa.
And become a haven for ships.
Ja saab sadamalaks laevadele.
The other scripture is Deuteronomy 33:18-19.
Teine on viies Moosese 33:18-19.
Where it's saying this linked to Issachar and Zebulon. This is why.
Kus on jälle seotud Issachar ja Zebulon.
This is now a really crucial time frame.
Ma usun,
now
on väga oluline kriitiline aeg.
Until June.
Kuni juunini.
Where God will show up with revelation through dreams. Keep
kus
attention.
Jumal pane tähele nägemusi, unenägusi.
On the dreams that the Lord will share you or the leadership
või juhtidele, kes siin on.
Or the dreamers who are put here.
Või need, kes siin on pandud.
And this is seen where the enemy tries to attack our voices that we not get heard.
Nii et Jumal võib rünnata ka meie hääli, et me ei saaks kuuldavad olema.
He tries to stop the sound in us.
Püüab häält peatada meis.
But we have to understand, you know, I'm fighting over a long period of time.
Ma tükk aega juba võitlen siin oma häälepaeltega.
With my voice.
Häälepaeltes on mingi infektsioon.
God told me that there is a shift in the prophetic voice.
Aga Jumal ütles, on üks muutus, üks prophetlikus hääles, mitte ainult minus.
And also what I heard here, that the virus has attacked also here.
Ja ma olen ka kuulnud, et ka siin on üks viirus, mis on rünnanud paljus inimesi.
You know, can you see, the enemy tries to hold people back to stay in their place of destiny in the right time.
Üritab hoida inimesi tagasi, et nad ei oleks oma õiges paigas õigel ajal.
It was really powerful what you decreed.
Ja see oli hästi vääline, mis sa kuulutasid täna.
It is needed that the leader stepping
on
into
oluline,
that and
et juhid kuulutaksid ja võtaksid sisse selle paiga.
Into the body of Christ where
Kristus
they have the authority over.
Kus neil on meelevald.
You know, it is saying that the strategy is only released when we are linked with the right people at the right time.
Strateegia saab ainult siis vabastatud, kui me oleme õigete inimeste kõigel ajal seotud.
For the right thing.
Õige asja pärast.
If in this place are people missed because they are the right people, they are here in the church. If people are missed here because of the virus.
Aga kui inimesed puuduvad viiruse tõttu.
Then something is not completed.
Siis miski ei saa nagu õieti täius.
It means that the strategy that God wants to release is not
ei ole veel päris valmis.
It needs every one of you.
Kõiki on vaja.
It needs every one of you.
Kõiki on vaja.
He wants to create you as a flat, a habitation in the midst of the water.
Ta tahab
in the midst of the circumstances.
Et sinus saaks üks kindel alus nende tormide ja muutuste keskel.
Zebulon means flat or habitation.
Zebulon tähendabki siis üks paik, üks elamispaik, üks koht.
And if you connect this into the word of God, the flat or habitation of God is every time connected with God's presence.
Ja Jumala sõnas on see seotud Jumala ligiolu paigaga.
You are called to carry God's presence.
Sa oled kutsutud kandma Jumala ligiolu siin.
And one strong I go later there. It's also connected to glancing, to show the glory, to reflect the light.
See on ka sära või selline valguse edasi andmine.
This is connected with order, it's really like a fence.
See on seotud ka korraga või et nagu aed on ümber.
Where you protect
piirid.
The word, it means to say yes
kaitstud.
To the people who are right and to
sa
say
ütled,
no to the people
jah,
who are wrong.
Kes on õiged ja ei
not
neile, kes
to allow
on
everyone
valed.
Getting into
sa
out into.
Ei lase kõigil sisse välja käia.
Making really strong what your value as a church is. What is your value?
Mis on sinu väärtus kogudusena?
And this has to be protected
ja see peab olema kaitstud.
And nurtured by the right people,
ja
women and men who are invited or the teachings,
kes siia tulevad
they
jutlustama.
Should go into that direction.
Et nad peaksid ka selles suunas liikuma.
I'm not saying that it is wrong, for example, if you are a prophetic church and
ma ei ütle, et see oleks vale, et evangelist
in,
tuleb, kuigi sa oled prohvetlik kohutus.
But your main focus should
aga
be
peamine,
on the prophetic
fokus
there.
Peaks jääma prohvetlikule.
Still don't mix everything.
Ära sega kõike kokku.
Because this brings confusion.
See toob segadust.
And disharmony.
Ja ebakõla.
Because let me say, if you have a prophetic flock,
kui sul on prophetlik
and you
kari,
start to force them
ja
to do more main evangelistical things, they get tired, they get freaked
ära.
Out.
Ja hirmuvad.
Because the characteristic is totally different.
Sest nende karakteristik iseloom hoopis teistsugune.
Prophets are more or prophetic people
prophetlikud
are more close and praying things through, palvetavad
asju
up in
läbi,
the night, praying, decreeing
ärkavad
things.
Ärkavad öösel, kuulutavad asju välja.
Evangelistic people
tööd.
Are looking for souls.
Evangelistid aga otsivad hingi.
But let me tell you, everything works together in
aga
unity.
Kõik toimib koos ühtsuses.
Unity means that
ühtsus
I know
tähendab,
if I am the eye, I am not here placed.
Silm, siis ma ei... Teen koostööd käega. Ma ei ole käe peal.
Everything is positioned in the body of Christ on the right.
Iga asi on õigesse paika pandud Jumala poolt Kristuse ihus.
I mean it's normal if you would see an eye at the person the natural here you would say whoa what's that?
Et see oleks väga veider kui silm oleks käe peal kellelgi.
It's not order.
See ei ole korral.
And it's the word of God that brings the order.
Jumala sõna toob korra.
It holds the wine in the wineskin.
See hoiab veini seal veini
lähtris. Without the wineskin, the right wineskin, if the wineskin is old, the wine
would
not hold there.
Ja vein voolab välja, siis ei ole korda.
Now while I studied about the situation with the white ship in the region of Lasnamäe.
Ja kui ma siis uurisin sellest valgest laevast ja Lasnamäest.
I heard the spirit of the Lord saying this.
Siis kuulsin, et isanda vaim ütleb.
Only one sentence.
Ühe lause.
A real prophetic voice is arising from Lasnamäe.
Üks tõeline prohvetlik hääl on tõusmas Lasnamäel.
And I know this or what I think it's not connected to a person.
Ja ma arvan, et see ei ole seotud isegi ühe isikuga.
It is connected to a movement in the body of
liikumisega Kristuse ihus.
That is arising to show the right direction, not like the prophet Maltsvet did, the
mitte
false
seda,
prophet.
Mida see vale prophet Maltsvet tegi.
To show the right signs of the times,
et näidata õigeid ajamärke.
That the people, that the body of Christ,
et inimesed,
those who
coming, ihus, kes tulevad,
are getting into their promised land,
et saaksid sisse astuda oma tõotatud maale.
Bring them like the Joshuas into their promised land.
Et nii nagu Joosua siseneda tõotatud maale.
Placing them in the right inheritance.
Panna neid oma õigesse pärandi ossa.
That the leaders must understand and discern their calling.
Peavad mõistma
and the territories.
Ja ära tundma kutsumisi ja erinevaid territooriume, kuhu keegi on kutsutud.
I'm not speaking about a church here. I'm speaking about a territory.
Ma räägin territooriumist.
I'm speaking about an army.
Armeest.
And it is somehow also connected to Russia.
Ja samuti on see kuidagi seotud Venemaaga.
And what is really interesting if you drive into the city here.
Ja kui sa siia linnaossa sisse sõidad.
it's an alignment, not don't think wrong here with Russia.
Ära
it's an alignment with a person. I don't know if they speak or a ministry. They're speaking Russian or somehow connected.
There is lots of Russians living in Lasnamäe.
I know, and but the one of the characteristics here is that there are many, many high houses here.
Üks omadus Lasnamäel on see, et siin on väga palju kõrgeid maju.
Skyscrapers.
Lausa pilvelõhkujaid.
It's a region of heights.
Kõrged majad.
There are flats, habitations within
the elukohad,
house.
Majad.
Jesus said,
Jeesus ütles, ma lähen
and prepare you a place,
valmistan
a flat, a habitation.
Paiga.
It's about the body of Christ moving in harmony and unity. Same entrance.
Kristuse ihu on liikumas ühte harmooniasse sama sissepääs.
But still in all of this you have a different they have all different identities
aga
but respecting themselves.
Erinevad identiteedid.
And respecting themselves one another, I'm sorry.
Ja üksteist respekteerivad. Samas respekteerivad üksteist olla siis erinevad üksteisest.
So it's connected to the upper room power.
Nii et see on seotud ülemise toa väega.
Zebulon is the month that is connected.
Zebulon on kuu, mis on seotud.
It's connected to the month where Shavuot is celebrated, Pentecost, the move.
Shavuoti
Pentecost.
Nelipühiku ajaga.
Where the wind came and defined the upper room.
Sinna ülemisse tuppa.
You know, if I look here, there are so many upper rooms.
Siin on nii palju ülemisi tubasid.
There is so much potential in the saints.
Nii palju potentsiaali.
There's so there's a fresh and God is releasing a fresh movement.
Ja Jumal on vabastamas ühte värsket liikumist.
God will use the people to bring a fresh power from heaven. God will
Jumal
use you to bring a fresh
inimesi,
power from heaven.
Tuua värsket väge taevast.
That God has said for now, this is why we have to make the shift now.
Selleks me tulebki see muutus läbi teha.
Into that he is transferring into the visible realm.
Ja mille ta toob esile nähtavasse sfääri.
And this power is like the arising sun.
Ja see on üks tõusev päike.
And it carries an anointing that leads out of darkness.
Ja see kannab endas võidmist, mis juhib välja pimedusest.
Into the increasing light of hope and glory.
Suurenevasse lootuse ja au sfääri. Jeesuses Kristuses.
You know, this part of the county is built on a hill.
See on ehitatud siin mäe peal, Lasnamägi on mägi.
A city on a hill.
See on nagu üks linn mäe peal.
Cannot be hidden.
Seda ei saa peita.
You cannot be hidden.
Sa ei ole peidetud, sa ei saa jääda peitu.
You must show the beauty.
Näitama Jumala ilu.
The light that you have.
Seda valgust, mis sul on.
God is dealing with the light that you have.
Jumal tegeleb selle valgusega.
He's saying, I want to see it. I want
Jumal
that you show it.
Et sa näitaksid seda välja. Et see tuleks esile.
And let me shortly tell you the importance of the numbers here.
Ja samuti ma selgitan nüüd numbrite tähtsust siin.
That we understand the compact thing here.
Et asi oleks terviklik.
And we have here the number of 85.
Meil oli siin see 85 aastane vana mees.
85 years old man.
85 aastane vana mees.
We have 69.
69 oli meil
siin. 60 years the book that was 60 years lent.
See raamat oli 60 aastat välja laenutatud.
And then we have also the number The number 21. This represents the normal time of lending of the book.
Mis oli siis nagu tavaline raamatu välja laenutus aeg.
Now I'll give you the understanding how you get out the meaning of the numbers. It's biblical.
Biiblik on, need numbritel on tähendus.
Every first belongs to God.
Kõik esmane kuulub Jumalale.
Every first male
esma sündind
or also female being
they should give
as a for them as
Anti
a sacrifice to God and
Jumalale.
So every first that is belongs to God, the first fruits,
kõik esma vili, kõik mis on esimene kuulub Jumalale.
And so it is important to look where those if those numbers appear in the word, where they appear first time in the word.
Ja kui me vaatame neid numbreid, et siis kus need numbrid Piiblis esinevad esimest korda.
And the number 85 means the fresh prophetic strength.
See number 85 tähendab värsket prohvetlikku tugevust.
Can you see the Lord is using now this old man?
Jumal nüüd kasutab seda vana meest.
He allowed to stay alive to speak to his church here.
jääda ellu ja teha seda, mis ta tegi selleks, et selle kogudusega rääkida.
For me it was not a news article, it jumped into my spirit.
Minu jaoks ei olnud lihtsalt tavaline ajaleheartikkel, sellised hüppas mulle näkkuselt.
And the number 85 means, like I said, the fresh prophetic strength to take the inheritance.
Et see on üks värske prohvetlik vägi, et võtta see pärand.
Right, because in Joshua 14,
Joshua 14,
10 to 11,
10 kuni 11 ütleb,
Caleb is speaking here.
Caleb räägib siin.
Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me, Caleb.
Nüüd nagu isand on mulle tõotanud, ta on hoidnud mind.
He has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he has said this to Moses.
Ta on hoidnud mind elus 45 aastat sellest ajast peale. Kui ta on öelnud Moosesele,
while Israel moved about in the wilderness,
kui Israel on olnud seal kõrbes,
so here I am today 85 years old.
Nii et siin ma olen täna 85 aastat.
Caleb was one of the spies with Joshua who said it is possible to take the inheritance.
Ja Caleb oli üks nendest maakuulajatest, kes siis ütles, et on võimalik see maa kätte saada.
What God is saying to you is you are able to take the inheritance.
Ja Jumal ütleb ka, et sa võid selle kätte
saada.
This
is the season to conquer your territory and get the inheritance out of the ground. There's economy in the ground. There's
aeg, et võtta kätte see pärand.
There's blessing in the ground connected to this territory.
On siin maal.
He's, if you're in the right position, he's giving you in the right realms, he's giving you plans and divine skills, wisdom,
ja oskused,
to transform
muuta,
that what God is showing you in the natural.
Mida Jumal on näitamas sulle, et see tuua esile.
I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out.
Ma olen täna täpselt sama tugev kui siis, kui Mooses mu välja saadis.
I'm just as vigorous, I don't know if this is right spoken, but to go out to battle now as I was then.
Ma olen täpselt sama innukust ja väge täis, et minna välja lahingusse, kui ma olin siis.
You have the same power that you had in the beginning is not changed. You are increased.
Sul on see sama vägi olemas, mis sul oli alguses.
You are a church that sustains the power.
Sa oled ja sul on see vägi,
holding
sa oled,
the power.
Sa hoiad seda.
Isaiah 40:31 is your message here.
See Jesaja 40:31 on sinule sõnum.
But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint.
Aga need, kes loodavad isanda peale, kes teda ootavad, uuendavad oma tugevuse, nad tõusevad üles tiibadel nagu kotkad, nad jooksevad ja ei väsi, nad käivad ja ei tüdi.
Let me say, I can only give you now the pill of revelation. You must transform it here.
Mina annan sulle sõnumi edasi, aga sa pead ise enda jaoks selle tõlgitsema. Kuidas see sinu vastu räägib?
Then the number 69.
Ja nüüd see 69.
The expense that the book was lent.
Nii kaua oli see siis välja laenatud see raamat.
Okay, if you study in the word, you will not find the number 69.
Sa ei leia sealt ühtegi 69 piiblist.
With the Hebrew understanding, which is the biblical understanding.
Aga siis heebri arusaamine, ehk siis piibelik arusaamine.
They count in tenors and oners.
Et nad loevad arve kümnetes ja ühtedes.
So the number 60 exists in the biblical mindset and the number 9 also.
Nii et nad nagu võetakse eraldi.
It's like you make 60 plus 9 is
60 plus 9 on 69. Okay?
So first of then we have to look 60.
Ja sellepärast me vaatame kõigepealt 60.
The promise or the conception of the double portion.
See tähendab, et see on tõotus ühest kahekordsest portsionist.
It appears first time in Genesis 25.
See ilmub esimese Moosese
25 verse 26.
See on seotud Jesaja 61:7-9.
After this, his brother came out with his hand grasping Esau's heel, so he was named Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when Rebecca gave to him the birth.
Esimeses Moosese 25:26 ütleb, pärast seda tema vend tuli välja ja ta käsi hoidis kinni Eesavi kannast ja talle pandi nimi Jaakob. Ja Isaac oli 60 aastat vana, kui Rebecca sünnitas nad.
Amen. Now Isaiah, connected to this is Isaiah 61:7-9.
Nii et see on seotud Jesaja 61:7-9.
Instead of your shame, you will receive a double portion.
Oma häbi asemel saad sa hoopis kahekordse portsioni.
And instead of this grace, you will rejoice in your inheritance.
Ja oma häbi asemel sa rõõmutsed oma pärandist.
And so you will inherit a double portion in your land.
Ja sa saad oma maal kahekordse portsioni.
And everlasting joy will be yours.
Ja igavene rõõm on sinuga.
For I, the Lord, love justice.
Sest mina, isand, armastan õigust.
I hate robbery and wrongdoing.
Ma vihkan röövimist ja valesid tegusid.
So every corruption in the economy here in this territory, decree, it has to flee, it has to go,
speak. Iga vale asi, mis siin on, siin territooriumil, sul on meelevalt kuulutada,
you will read it in the news, you will see it in the TV, it will
happen. Ja sa saad nägema seda telekas ja raadios.
God has given the church here the mandate to do that.
Jumal on annud sellele kogudusele ühe mandaadi.
The body of Christ that is linked here in that territory.
Kristuse ihu, kes siin territooriumile on pandud.
It's not only a church, it is connected.
Mitte ainult kogudus, vaid kõik, kes on seotud. Kõik, kes kuulevad ja silmad, kellel on näha.
And if you start to decree those things, they
ja kui sa hakkad kuulutama, need asjad sünnivad.
God is bringing order.
Jumal on toomas korda maa sfääridesse.
In my faithfulness, I will reward my people and make an everlasting covenant with them.
Oma ustavuses ma autasustan oma inimesi ja teen nendega igavese lepingu.
Their descendants
nende järglastega
will be known among the nations.
Nende järglased saavad olema tuntud rahvaste seas ja nende järglased inimeste keskel.
You pray today for the children.
Ka palvetsid laste pärast.
All who see them will acknowledge that they are a people the Lord has blessed.
Kõik, kes neid näevad, saavad aru, et need on inimesed, keda isand on õnnistanud.
Now we come to the number 9.
Nüüd jõuame number 9 juurde.
The number 9 is pointing to the finished victory of Jesus at the cross.
Number 9 näitab lõpetatud võitu, Jeesuse võitu risti peal.
And the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Ja püha vaimu vilju.
Why? In Exodus chapter 10 verse 21.
Teise Moosese 10:21.
It appears first time the ninth plague, which is connected to darkness.
Tuli esimesena see üheksas see õnnetus või häda Egiptuse peale, mis oli pimedus.
And we know every time when God is releasing judgment, there's every time his potential of light and hope coming back.
Ja me teame seda, et iga kord, kui Jumal vabastab ühe kohtu mõistmise, siis seal on üks valgus tulemas selle asemel.
The difference between the enemy and God is that the enemy only can produce darkness, but cannot take it away.
Et vaenlane saab tuua ainult pimedust ja ta ei suuda seda kunagi ära võtta.
God is using darkness but can transform it into light back. There's every time hope in it.
Aga Jumal pöörab pimeduse valguseks.
Like the sorcerer could make the serpents but they couldn't take it away.
Nii nagu need nõiad, nad küll tegid need maod järgi, aga need maod jäid alla.
Okay, so God, this is how God behaves. God is not every time saying judgment and that's all, you will not get out of it anyway.
Ja Jumal ei ole selline, et saadab lihtsalt kohtumõistmise ja et vaata ise, kuidas edasi saad.
There's every time hope coming back by God.
Vaid sinna järgneb alati üks lootus ja taastamine ja valgus.
If people repent, there's hope coming back.
Kui inimesed parandavad meelt, siis kõik taastub.
So and also in the ninth hour or the darkness when as Jesus was hanging at the cross.
Kui Jeesus oli risti peal.
It was the ninth hour, you know, from the sixth to the ninth hour where it was dark.
Kuuest kuni üheksanda tunnini oli pime.
And in Luke 23,
Luka 23,
verse 44,
44 kuni 46,
to 46, yeah. So it was the ninth hour in Hebrew. In the different translations, you can read between. It was the darkness between the sixth to the ninth hour.
Erinevatest tõlgetest sa võid leida, et see oli seotud selle
until,
oh, üheksandat.
Until three, it's in the three p. What is it? Even in the day, three p.m. p.m.
A.m. is day.
Day.
Yeah.
Okay. It was now upon noon. And darkness came over the whole land until 3 in the afternoon.
Nii et keskpäevast kuni kella kolmeni oli pimedus.
For the sun stopped shining.
päike ei paistnud.
And then saying, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two.
Ja siis templi eesriie kärises kaheks.
So you can see darkness and releasing hope. The holies of holies was opened out, the glory.
Avanes auhiilguse paik.
In the midst where Jesus became accursed, the glory appeared.
Keset seda pimedust, kus Jeesus oli risti löödud.
The real, the presence, I mean, for the people of Israel was the holiest thing to see the holiest of holies.
Ja pühamast püham paik oli kõige püham paik nende jaoks.
It was public for everyone.
Ja
kitselt
oli avatud kõigile, mitte enam preestritele.
And then it's saying Jesus called out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
Ja siis Jeesus hüüdis kõva häälega, Isa, sinu kätte ma annan oma vaimu.
When he had said this, he breathed out.
Ja siis ta hingas viimast korda ja suri.
Now, the next is the day of atonement.
Järgmine on lepituspäev.
Leviticus chapter 23.
Leviticus oli kolmas Mooses raamat 23.
Verse 32.
32.
It's connected from the evening of the ninth month.
Et see on
the ninth day of the month.
On seotud kuu 9. päevaga.
Okay, it is a day of Shabbat rest for you.
See on Shabbati päev.
And you must deny yourselves.
Ja sa pead ennast salgama.
From the evening of the ninth day of the month.
Sest et 9. päeva, selle kuu 9. päeva õhtul.
Until the following evening you are to observe your Shabbat.
Kuni järgmise õhtuni pead sa sabatit pidama.
I knit this together because of the day of atonement was connected to the scapegoat.
Ja ma sidusin selle kokku, sest et see lepituspäev on seotud selle ohvri või selle patu oinaga.
Jesus was crucified at the cross outside of the city.
Jeesus löödi risti linnast väljaspool.
He went alive out and the scapegoat was sent alive out.
Ja ta nagu viidi välja ja samamoodi see patu oinas viidi välja leerist.
So in Galatians 5,
Galaatia 5,
22-23, we can read about the fruits of the Spirit.
Me võime lugeda vaimuviljadest.
Starts with love, and if you count it, there are 9 of them.
Neid on 9, alustades armastusest.
So putting this once more again together, that
pannes
you have
kõik kokku,
the full picture.
Andes kogu pildi.
This is why the number 9 is pointing to the finished victory of Jesus at the cross.
Sellepärast number 9 suunab siis meie pilgu Jeesuse lõpetatud tööle risti peal.
And the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Ja püha vaimu viljade peale.
In my words, there is nothing or there is no power that can hinder you to enter into the extra grace of God.
Nii et ei ole ühtegi väge, mis saaks Jumala armu tühjaks teha.
There is no power of the past where you did fault, mistakes.
Ei loe, mida sa minevikus oled teinud.
That can hold you or other people
saaks
back if they receive the Lord.
Tagasi hoida.
To bring up the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Tuua esile püha vaimu vili.
So this is a message also of hope.
Ja see on ka lootuse sõnum seepärast.
Knit close together because 69 they go.
Nii et kui me kaks kokku panna, 6 ja 9.
It's the double portion.
See on kahekordne portsioon.
Through the victory of Jesus at the cross.
Läbi Jeesuse võidu risti peal.
I'm soon ready.
Varsti olen valmis.
The number 21.
Ja
this was the normal measure of the lending time.
See oli siis normaalne välja laenamise aeg raamatu kogus.
Of this book.
Selle raamatu jaoks.
Okay. 21 means the deliverance from a sinful lifestyle.
See tähendab vabanemine patusest elustiilist.
Can you see inheritance is somehow connected with the sound of repentance?
Nii et see pärand on seotud meeleparandusega.
Holiness, everything is connected to this.
Pühadus, kõik on sellega seotud ja Lasnamäega praegu.
There's a sound of repentance, holiness coming back
meele
to the
parandus,
Lord.
Pühadus,
making
tagasi
clear,
tulek Jumala juurde.
Clear path with the Lord.
Jumalaga asjade korda panemine. Ja see kõik loob vilja Jumalale.
So 21 means the deliverance from a sinful lifestyle that is represented.
Ja siis see 21 tähendab, et vabanemine patusest elustiilist, mis on esindatud
by the last day of the feast of the unleavened bread.
Hapnemata leibade püha viimasest päevast.
See the people of Israel every time when they went into Passover.
Iga kord kui Israel lapsed pühitsesid seda.
They have to take out the yeast in their environment.
Siis nad pidid viima nagu omal kõik selle hapu taina välja kodust.
And this was a sign for the yeast was a sign for sin.
Ja siis haputainas oli esindas siis nagu patu.
If you study the different books of the gospel.
Kui sa loed erinevaid evangeeliume.
So the yeast is also connected to sin or presence of sin.
Ja siis see pärm või haputainas siis esindab patu.
Or sometimes also could represent hidden sin where you're not
või
knowing unknown.
Peidetud pattu.
See, David prayed, oh Lord, forgive me all unknown sins.
David palus, et isand anna andeks ka kõik minu enda teadmata tehtud pattu.
So also the unleavened bread represents the power of deliverance because it was the night where they got delivered.
Ja samuti esindas see ka vabastamise vägi, sest sel õhtul nad said vabaks.
So here we can see that also is connected to people who are full in shame or it's not possible for God to
Ja see esindab võib-olla ka inimesi, kes mõtlevad, et mul on nii häbi ja et ma ei tule kunagi sellest välja.
That you are called to reach out to those people.
Et sina oled kutsutud sirutuma selliste inimesteni.
Think about the ship.
Mõtle laevale.
If their territory is burning and they want to get into the freedom, they stretch out their hand and you stretch out your hand. That's a difference of characteristics.
Et nemad sirutavad oma käed välja sinu poole ja sina nende poole enda käed, kui nad tahavad sellest välja tulla.
Okay, you stretch out to help them and they
sina
stretch out to receive help.
Sina sirutad käe välja, et neid aidata ja nemad sirutavad käe välja, et vastu võtta see abi.
So what I'm saying is that people will come.
Ja see on see, mis ma ütlen, inimesed tulevad.
You will meet people who cry out for help.
Sa kohtad inimesi, kes vajavad abi, kes hüüavad appi.
And you will give them the truth.
Ja siis sa annad neile tõde.
And this truth is Jesus.
Ja see tõde on Jeesus.
It is the power that delivers.
See on vägi, mis vabastab.
It is the power that brings back the hope.
Ja toob tagasi lootuse.
Amen. Here I want to finish. It was compact today.
Tahtsin lõpetada.
But I felt really that was serious also in the beginning what that this shift that we have to make the shift if God shift we must go there.
Aga oluline on see, et me teeksime selle muudatuse, et me saaksime minna üles.
So now you have this also with Lasnamäe together.
Ja nüüd see Lasnamäe sõnum on ka sellega seotud.
And I could tell you more but it would get too long.
Aga räägiks veel, aga asi läheb liiga pikaks.
I will see how we will transfer the word or showing how I can share this word internet or
võib-olla internetis ja kuskil saan seda laiendada.
Yeah. Amen. So